hooray for questionnaires. Partially, I don't really like them because I tend not to look at the questions beforehand. So there tends to be a lot of quiet silences and a lot of filler words like and like, because I don't think of answers beforehand, so they're less articulate than they probably could be, but whatever. Anyways, before I get started on the cake day questionnaire questions that you guys sent through to me, I want to say thank you so much for listening to my last audio. It was a very personal audio that happens once in a blue moon, and I'm so overwhelmed by the response that I got from anyone who responded. And I just want to say thank you. It's not typical of me to actually care about things like that. So I don't know what happened and why I cried, but I did. But it was very sweet of all of you who reached out. Okay, so on to the questions. There were a few of you who sent through your usernames as well. I don't know if you want to be called out, so to be on the safe side, I won't. So let's get started. First question, what is your favorite kink and or scenario to do in an audio? I think I'm gonna have to keep going back to my usual vanilla scenes or like vanilla audios. I ventured a bit towards a few other things, like mainly FDOM audios that some of you like and fall asleep to. And I don't know. It's not really my thing. It's one thing to act it out in an audio for me and to act it out in real life. So, okay. I guess for the purpose of this question, I will always resort back to what, like I said, like the vanilla audios, but then like I do have fun doing some of the other ones that I've done that aren't quite as vanilla. But I mean, I don't ever see it happening because like in real life, because that's just not who I am, though it is fun to act it out and portray it in an audio for you guys. Next question, favorite movies and or TV shows. And here is that awkward silence that I talked about in the beginning. Okay, I guess we'll start with movies. Movies, Roman Holiday, a lot of Audrey Hepburn movies. Roman Holiday, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Sabrina. Shoot, what was that other movie? Most of her movies I like. I can't remember the other one, the other names. So much for liking them, right? Other movies. I used to resort back to watching Hercules a lot if I couldn't find anything to watch. That's usually my go-to. When I was younger, I liked watching The Jungle Book exclusively in Cantonese. That was partially one of the reasons why English was my second language and I had to take ESL in school when I was younger. I don't really watch movies. I watch more TV shows, so I guess I'll move on to TV shows. TV shows, Pushing Daisies, for the history nerd in me, I like the Tudors, the Borgias, the, what's the one with the Italian family? Medicis. I used to watch a lot of Chinese dramas. The current one that I'm going through right now is Empress of China. And I really like it because there's a lot of backstabbing and murdering and just overall general drama that you see between girls, like cat fights. Especially the reason why I like watching a lot of Chinese dramas is because of their costumes. Like, everyone looks so gorgeous. I get jealous of watching them. And it's not just like, it's not just Chinese dramas. It's a lot of like the historical period dramas that I like to watch. I usually watch them with my mom. So I guess I also like them because it's like a thing that I do with my mom. Other TV shows that I like. I'm gonna have to look through. I hate questions like these because I tend to not have favorites. So, like, you're kind of like asking me to choose favorites. Twin Peaks. Oh, Twin Peaks is a good one. I finished the first season like a year ago and I had nightmares. The IT Crowd. What else? Gallivant was a good one. It was like just something that I like to put in the background to watch. Would I watch it again? Probably not. So would that be considered my favorite? I don't think so. Ooh, Arrested Development. I like to watch people bake or cook. So, The Great British Baking Show. Chef's Table is a favorite of mine. What's the... I haven't watched it in a while, but... Cutthroat Kitchen was pretty fun to watch. Okay. Next question. What initially got you into doing audio? Love your work, by the way. Thank you. I think I've said it somewhere, but a few years back, my SO went on a, what's it called? A road trip across the country with a few friends, and then he got to some point where he had no cell service, so I couldn't reach him if I wanted to. And I don't know, it got kind of lonely at times. So I don't exactly remember how I stumbled onto audio subreddits, but I did find Pillow Talk Audio. Found it. I listened to a few audios to help me go to sleep, and I really enjoyed the experience, and I thought I would try doing it. Just see how it goes, you know? Like, my motto is, like, I like to try things to see if I like it, and if I don't, I could say I at least tried it, and if I do, then cool, that's, like, a new hobby or something new that I like. So, yeah. Yes, okay. How old am I? That is a very good question. Because and if you heard that thing, that was my dinner. I have surprisingly quite a lot of trouble trying to remember how old I am. And I am rambling to stall to remember how old I am. Actually, I'm just gonna use the calculator. Let's see. I will be turning 26. I do not feel 26. Sometimes I feel like I am still 18. What piece of music do you want to learn but haven't had the time to learn? Oh, there's a lot. a lot of classical pieces on piano. I'm actually gonna try to find some because they are amazing songs to listen to anyways. Let me see. There is this one. A lot of them is by Chopin, because he is my first love. So this one is Polonaise number 3 in A major. The second one is his Polonaise number 6 in A flat major. There are a few, so I have this really ambitious project where I would try to play a duet with myself. So this is a duet that I've been learning for the past year by Franz Schubert, Fantasy in F minor. And I only got through the first page with both hands. partially because I'm kind of lazy some other pieces that I've been wanting to learn. So I started taking cello lessons recently. I think I've done like 2 months of lessons already. And I'm currently playing Canon in D. And I told my teacher that I want to hopefully one day play Bach's cello suite number 1 and his orchestral suite number 3. So we'll see how I get there, how I do. Maybe I will, if I am good enough, or if I reach my standards, and I have pretty high standards, I might do a cello recording for you. But we will get there slowly but surely. What do you think is the sexiest thing about you? Oh boy, that's a tough question. So I didn't really have a lot of self-esteem growing up. And like, I still kind of don't. But I do, like, I don't really care what I look like, or I'm like, I guess I'm okay with the body that I grew into as a woman. I mean, like, if you look at me, I'm like, I look like a stick. Like, there's nothing to me. And like, I don't know. To be honest, I don't think there is anything sexy about me, but some people might say otherwise, so you have your own opinions, and I'm not gonna, like, say, nah, like, maybe I might, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. Favorite pizza topping? I really like plain slices. I think they're just really, really good. Sometimes, if we're with a group of friends and we order pizza, and we'll usually order plain slice, but then some people will get like sausage or mushroom, I'll eat those. I don't really like pepperoni, but if I have no other choice, I would eat pepperoni. I'm not really a picky eater, but I am kind of a picky eater. But yeah. Usually if there's food and I'm hungry, then I'll eat it. Most satisfying sexual experience. Not a specific one in general, but when you haven't had sex in a while and then you finally like get to do the deed, that's pretty great. Pretty satisfying. Happy Cake Day, a suitable for work question. What are three books you would recommend? Tough questions, guys. Okay. The most recent book, not the most recent, but one of the most recent books that I have read is East of Eden. And before that, I didn't really have a favorite book, but I would say, like, hands down, by far, East of Eden is my number one book. It's kind of like about, it follows a family, I think, two generations of families, and basically it plays on the Cain and Abel story of a brother murdering his brother, the first murder, as it is phrased in Hamlet. And I don't know, just like it's about nothing, but it's about everything at the same time, which doesn't make sense. And it's hard to kind of describe what the book is about, but like without spoiling it, but I would highly recommend you read it at some point in your life. I remember finishing the book and I just like curled up in a ball on the couch and cried for like 2 hours. Like, yeah, it was that good. Another book that I would recommend is The Count of Monte Cristo. It was recommended to me by a friend on Reddit, and he says it's his ultimate favorite book. And I like to read people's ultimate favorite book because it kind of shows who they are in a sense. And I read through it. It was amazing. Like, it was great. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard it because it's kind of a classic. So I would recommend that. What's the third book that I recommend? Okay, I guess I would recommend The Namesake by Jhumpa Lahiri. I've read it before a couple years ago, and I'm going through it again. It's about, basically, I think first or second generation Asian American protagonists going through his life, trying to balance between two different cultures, being his parents being Indian and living in America. So I kind of relate to it because I'm Asian and also living in America. it like appealed to me when I first read it. So I, that's been like years ago. So I wanted to revisit it and see. This is actually the first book that I am rereading again, and I just want to see what it's like, to see if my viewpoints have changed or if I picked up on something that I haven't picked up in the first read through. So that'll be interesting. A not suitable for work question. What is your favorite sex toy? Okay, I only have one sex toy in my 25 years of living, and that is a vibrator. Hi Mel, favorite and least favorite other than Scott's Tots episode of The Office? Favorites? Gay Witch Hunt. The episode where they go through Michael Scott's Threat Level Midnight. I think there's two episodes that do that, because there's one where they do the read-through in the conference room, and then the second one they actually like have a skit where they play it out, where Jim is golden face, Catherine Zeta-Scarn. And then when they do the read-through, they found out that the idiot sidekick is named Dwigged. which he was supposed to replace all, but he spelled Dwight wrong. That's great. Least favorite? I don't think I have a least favorite. Actually, those episodes with Robert California are not that great. Not that great. Okay, what excites you the most? Finding a really good book. I get so disappointed doing that because I find a good book and I like try to push it on other people and I'm like, dude, you gotta read this, it's so good. And then like it's kind of like you're showing a personal, very personal side of yourself, and then you're like expecting them to say, yeah man, that was awesome, that was a great song, or that's a great movie, or that's an awesome book. And then they kind of like they're just like, it's okay. So I hate going through that roller coaster of emotions, but finding a really good book excites me to the point where I actually like recommend it to a whole bunch of people. Sleeping excites me the most, or being able to sleep in, because I rarely get to do it nowadays. So like when I do, it's pretty awesome. Eating my mom's home cooking, it's the best. What else? That's pretty much it. For as much as I can think of. Yeah. Where are you from? Where do you think I'm from? How old are you? I think that was already asked. Curiosity beckons, but how does one sound so sensual yet manage to worship later in the week? It's an interesting development. It is an interesting development. Let's see. How do I answer this? This is like a very packed question. I am going to take that question, do some research, and then I will get back to you, because I don't want to say, it's hard to answer this just sight reading through these questions without prior research, proper research. So I will get back to you. What do you like to do in your free time? I like to play the piano. I like to read. Currently, I like to play the cello. I like to sleep. I like to eat. I like to do a lot of introverted things, like stay home and not go out. I like to, I don't know if you heard that, but that was my stomach. I like to play video games with my friends. Our go-to game is usually Overwatch, because we can fit 6 people in one game, and usually most co-op games are like 4 people. Sometimes we'll play Fortnite if we only have 4. Yeah. Would you consider yourself to be sex positive? What does sex positive mean? There is a link. Let me look at said link and read through this really quick. Term sex positive can be interpreted in different ways. I would say I am sex positive. I mean, you do you. There's this one bullet point that caught my eye. They consider sex to be a healthy part of life that should be enjoyed for sex positive people. Sex can be discussed without shame or awkwardness. It is not a taboo subject. That I am a little iffy with, because growing up in an Asian household, like, sex was never talked about. Like, even like periods is, having like your period is like a bit of a taboo subject. I remember one time in fifth grade, we had these family life classes, I guess you would call them, and we had to sign a permission, our parents had to sign a permission slip saying, I give my son or daughter permission to sit through these classes to learn about, you know, puberty and bodies and sex and other things. And I remember that I was the only one who could not get my permission slip signed because my mom thought I was too young to learn about those things. And so when the first class happened, everyone was lined up to go into their respective classrooms. They like divided it by gender. So the guy teachers taught the guys and the girl teachers taught the girls. And I was the only one who went to the library to finish a health book. And I remember going home and I told my mom, and she's like, oh, so the next few classes. So like she gave me permission for the other classes. But yeah. Yes, I am sex positive. Do you ever struggle with associating sex with sinfulness, and how has your conception of sex and sexuality changed over the years? That is also another very packed question. So I will lump that with the question before, and I will get back to you on that. What is your most embarrassing story involving sex / masturbation? Assuming it was some time ago, can you now look back at it and laugh? There was one time I tried to have sex in the fitting room that didn't go very well. What else? I think that was the only like embarrassing thing that I've had. Oh, there was one time in college where my roommate was supposed to be gone, like she had classes or something or work, and I don't know if she saw me, but she walked in through the door when I was playing with myself. Thankfully I was under the covers, but it was just still a little awkward. What's your favorite genre of book? What's a fiction book you'd recommend to others? My favorite genre, I don't read much nonfiction as I would like to. Historical fiction I used to read a lot when I was younger. Now it's just like, it's just fiction. Yeah, just fiction. I read a heavy duty book. I don't know. Like, okay, let's say, like, I finished reading East of Eden, and then it's hard for me to get to start reading another book. Like, I get, like, attached to the book that I just finished. So usually to help me not be attached, or, like, to start, you know, being able to distance myself from the book that I've just read, I read a lot of romance novels or like short stories to help me like get my mind off of the book that I just read so that I can start another book. So yeah, fiction, romance novels, short stories. What's a fiction book you'd recommend to others? I think I answered this before, but go check out East of Eden. Favorite audio tags? I'm not really into a lot of the hardcore stuff, like rape or incest. I guess like a lot of the taboo things I'm not very into. Boyfriend experience is nice. Flirting. I like hearing people's laughs, so if you have giggling or laughing in it, that'd be nice. Just overall, like, general, like, sweet audios I really like to listen to. Yeah. Okay, and that was it. So yeah, like I said, I will get back to you in terms of those two questions that I skipped over. Thanks for listening, and I am going to go eat my dinner because I'm starving. Okay, bye guys.